Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. In case you didn't hear the news, Nolan Smith to IR with a strain of his triceps, the same tricep that got torn during the Super Bowl and required surgery in the offseason. IR for Jacorian Bennett. And we assume that we actually don't know what the Jacorian Bennett injury is yet. And IR for Darius Cooper, which is a less of a big deal than the Nolan Smith injury and the Jacorian Bennett injury, of course. Joining us shortly is Larry Anderson, right, Jack? Well, Larry Anderson's going to join us shortly. We're going to talk to L.A. about the sort of malaise that it feels like the Phillies are in right now as they close out the regular season. Five games left, two more with the Marlins, and then three more with the Minnesota Twins. You know, Ike, before we were talking about the Nolan Smith injury, you know, trying to get take your temperature on what you feel, I guess, about the Eagles' defense so far. Because when they made big stops, absolutely big plays in all three games. Mm-hmm. But then I go back and I think about the Cowboys game. And they were moving the ball up and down the field pretty much, you know, with ease until the lightning delay happened.
Right.
The Kansas City game was good. They played well in the Kansas City game. But then in the Rams game again, the Rams settled for a bunch of field goals but moved the ball pretty well, especially the running game. Mm-hmm. The running game was really good. Matt Stafford actually missed a few throws of wide-open receivers. Again, they made a big play toward the end of the game, but the Rams moved the ball up and down the field. Actually, we'll get to that in a moment. Joining us right now, not to talk about the Eagles, well, maybe we should based on that game last night, but to talk about the Phils is Larry Anderson. What up, L.A.?
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that second half? Huh? How about the second half against the Rams?
Unbelievable. Yeah. And two block field goals. Unbelievable.
Unreal. There he is. Oh, our Eagles analyst, Larry Anderson. So, L.A., we were talking about the Phils. So, I, you know, watched that game.
Oh, wait.
So I maybe
now he's disappointed. Yes,
maybe I'm just projecting, right? So the Phils have played overall very, very well for the last couple of months. But I watched that game on Sunday, and they looked pretty lifeless in that game on Sunday. And I said to myself, end of the road trip, they're going home. Okay, whatever. And then I watched the game last night, and we have three guys running into outs. The relievers really not, you know, from Dron and Kirkering and Peterson, not really locked in. Is it possible that they are all sort of, that they've sort of taken their foot off the gas, knowing pretty much where they're going to be in the playoff, in that playoff scenario? I just feel like I'm watching a team. It's not that they lost. It's that I feel like I'm watching a team that isn't locked in.
I think we're watching a team that just doesn't play good fundamental baseball, which is okay. Amazing considering the record they have and where they're at.
Yep.
That's my biggest takeaway. And, you know, I get the clips for the articles, the news articles, the sports articles, of everything Phillies every day. And I'm reading them today, and it's Phillies bullpen blows it, Phillies bullpen melts down, Phillies this, Phillies that. Not one mention of four for the last 34 with men in scoring position, going back to Saturday.
Yep.
They were 0 for 5 Saturday, 1 for 14 Sunday, 3 for 15 last night. No mention. This offense has got to do something. That scares me more than anything. And we saw what the pitching did in L.A. when their starters were in there. I don't know. We might have managed three hits in three games and up their starters. And I know the bullpen gave it up last night. But also, if a throw in from center field to second base is caught on one hop.
Yep.
And I'm not putting blame on the throw or the catch. But between the two of them, you just can't let that happen.
Yeah.
That's just terrible. And then running into outs, I mean, trying to stretch a single into a double and you're out by 15 feet?
Yeah.
I mean, how long did that second baseman stand there with his glove in front of the bag till the runner got there?
Yeah, it almost seemed like he missed the tag because he had so long to wait for Weston Wilson to get there. Yeah. Well, you're talking about the fundamental thing, and running into outs is one of them. And then, you know, it seems like it was 6 weeks ago already, but the rundown thing. Who is that on? You know, how can, I feel like I'm preaching the choir here, but how can you get to this level of baseball and be this good of a team and be that iffy fundamentally?
I have no idea. It shows the inability all around baseball that I don't know if they don't work on fundamentals anymore. And I go back to this thing that there was an article, and I don't know who wrote it, and it was sent to me by Joe Simpson, the broadcaster for the Braves. It was a teammate in Seattle and close friend. And he sent me this article about the analytics is hurting the game competitively because players are playing against analytics for the contract. They're not playing against another team. It's become very selfish oriented, and it's so everything's pushed by these analytics. And there's what about the competition? What about getting a hitter out? What about that kind of? I just things are by the wayside. Do they not work on rundowns anymore? I mean, when it happens over and over, and then bad base running, I don't know if you can put it on a coach.
But right.
I think you can put it on an organization and go, how come we're not teaching this? How come we're not working on this more? How come we're not doing baseball 101 in the minor leagues? It baffles me that players get to this level and they don't know how to play. They don't think about getting a runner over from second base less than one out. Maybe they're told not to do that. I don't know. There's just so many things that just aren't done correctly. And this team goes through stretches. I mean, we just came off a stretch where, as you mentioned, we were playing great for a couple of weeks. But then we can turn around and look like we're a last-place team for a few games, too. And I don't know. You know, you talk about teams being hot going into the playoffs. We were hot at the start of the month, and we were hot for a while. And now we just don't look like a very good baseball team to me.
You know,
I know it sounds bad, but that's a truth. I mean, that's what I see anyway. Maybe it's not the truth for other people. Maybe the guys in the clubhouse or the guys on the field or the coaches, maybe they don't see it the same way I do. But I see it like that, and it's frustrating because at the major league level, these types of things shouldn't be happening consistently.
You know, I agree. I understand the idea of it being a baseball-wide thing, a culture thing baseball-wide. But then, and again, I don't watch this team every game, for sure. Not the Phillies, but the team I'm about to talk to. The Milwaukee Brewers seem like a very fundamentally sound baseball team. And they are not a big payroll baseball team. And I just, right. I wonder if when you don't have big stars, or you can't pay them, and you have to get an edge somewhere else, then the edge becomes fundamental baseball. But what that gets to my head is, well, then you can coach it into them, because these are Major League Baseball players too over there. So, you know, it's just one example, but that seems like a team that is always doing the right thing when I'm watching them.
It certainly appears to.
Yeah.
And I talk about one of their pitchers, and I've talked about this before, the Priester. Who's like, I think they've won 17 of his starts in a row. is a young kid that comes up and in his 17 starts, I mean, he's pitched terrific, but they've won every start of his, I think. So it's a crazy number. And I read an article that he was talking about what the difference that happened to him was when he got up there, as they said, this is what you're going to do. You're going to pound that fastball down and away. He throws 94. They're going to pound the fastball down and away. That I have not heard that in baseball terms in 5 years until that. But it bears out. Like, if you can manage to pitch down and away with your fastball, you're going to have success. You might not win the Cy Young, but you're going to have success if you can consistently throw a fastball down and away to the hitter. Kirkering did it to a left-hander last night with a couple of pitches, a couple foul balls, and then he hit a dribbler on a different pitch. But his fastball down and away, running away from him, he threw two great pitches there. But can you do it like 7 out of 10 times? I don't know. But is that taught? I don't know. And I've said this a million times. Aaron Nola pitches at the mid-thigh. He doesn't pitch at the knees. And I don't understand why. When he throws pitches at the knees, hitters complain. They bitch about pitches at the knees constantly. Any game you watch, and they get called out on pitches, and they can't believe it. And I'm like, why can't people see that? Why isn't that become important? Because the analytics says pitch up top of the zone. But when we're throwing sinkers, and I don't care if it's Alvarez or Nola or who it is, when you're throwing sinkers above the belt, I don't understand that. Why do you want to throw a sinker up belt high or above? Because it flattens out. You don't get sink on it. You might get a little movement, but it stays on a flat plane. And it's remarkable. And I know it's not a good time for me to be talking about this stuff because I get so frustrated and I don't want to sound so negative, but it's factual too. Might sound negative, but it's a fact.
Yeah.
That if you can pitch at the knees, you're going to have more success.
Yeah. I think it's a great strategy.
Yeah.
Imagine let me get to something positive real quick. Sanchez looked pretty good last night. He looked like he's ready to go for the postseason, right?
Definitely. Definitely. No question about it.
He's been
no question.
Man.
Yeah, he's been awesome. He looked locked in.
LA, when you look at DeRon, what are you seeing with him? All right, I'm over here ready to panic, but but I'm the football guy, right? But I'm over here ready to panic because I once thought when we initially got him and his first few outings, you felt like he was automatic. Like nobody's ever going to get a hit off this guy. Are you seeing anything different with him? What do you think of his last few outings in this? And should there be any concern about that?
There shouldn't be. I mean, to me, it's a matter of location.
Okay.
When he's gotten hurt and given up the long ball, it's been pitches middle, you know, and I, the thing that you have to understand, or anybody does, he does, is like, you know, he's got this guy 0-2. Then we had the long delay, and I do give him a little breather for that, you know, JT got hit in the hand and there was a long delay, and then he gets back on the mound. He throws a couple of warm-up pitches. Probably as much for JT as anything. But then he's got 0-2, and then he just reaches back and tries to throw a fastball by him. Like, I don't care what velocity you throw. If you throw it in the middle of the plate, it's got a chance of getting hit pretty good. And the velocity doesn't matter when you do that. I mean, now, and I will say this, if you're throwing 102 and you throw it up in the zone, I think you have a better shot. I mean, of getting it by him. But to me, it was, I mean, that pitch was right down the middle. You don't have to try and do anything special. You swing your bat down the middle and you make contact. It's got a good chance of going out. He's supplying a lot of the power. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a matter of location for him. I think, you know, mixing in that breaking ball, I think he's got to do that to get him off the fastball. Because we've seen earlier times where he was throwing pitches and like, guys were just slapping at the opposite field, not trying to do anything extra with it, just slapping it. I think it was the Mets, maybe.
Yeah, it was them.
Slap the ball down the third baseline, slap a ball down the first baseline. not trying to do anything good. I mean, anything great, not trying to hit home runs, but just making contact. And I think that's, he just got to me, just make better pitches. That was, I think that's with anybody though. It's exciting to see a guy throwing 102, but the hitters are catching up to the high velocity. And it, so if you're still throwing in the middle, it's got a chance of getting hit.
Yeah, I was surprised we didn't see, it seems like that fastball when it's up and away in an 0-2 count is the one that he gets guys on. Yeah. And I was just surprised that wasn't where it was, because that seems like they can't lay off it for one reason or another, and they can certainly not do anything with it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
And you look at the... For an 0-2 pitch, that was not an 0-2 pitch last night.
Right.
All right, LA. Well, you're going to have, you know, assuming either the Dodgers lose one more game or the Phillies win one more game, we'll have a week off next week. What are you going to do with your bye week?
Pray.
All right. That is the answer of the year. All right, LA. EAGLES Eagles, buddy.
Go Eagles, go Phillies. Let's
get her done. There he is, Larry Anderson, the great Larry Anderson.
Yes.
Yeah.
He only knows one way, and to be honest, man, that's it. We all know LA.
Did he make you feel a little better about Duran?
Yes, he did. No,
okay.
He did.
All right, good.
He did.
Because that was an instinctual answer. He said, nothing to worry about.
No, and it made a lot of sense, even though you had brought up some of those points as well. They seem to resonate a little more when he says it.
Well, because he knows what he's talking about. I'm just guessing, you know. I just read what other people say, put in my own words. So no, it made me feel a little bit better, too.
I never know whether to buy into Fritz's confidence, because you don't know what he's really giving you.
Well, because...
Honestly, baby.
Well, yeah. The difference... We're all the same person off the air as we are on the air. Mm-hmm. The difference between Jack, Philly's Jack, on the air and off the air when things aren't going well is stark.
Oh, yeah.
Stark.
We've detailed this before.
Yes, yeah. The exact same thing I said at the beginning. I'm pulling back the curtain.
Yeah, sure.
The exact same thing I said at the beginning of the show about the Phillies. Yep. I said to Jack at 11 a.m. Yep. And Jack goes, agree with everything. And then we get on the show and he's, ah, what are you guys worried about?
I don't think I said that at all.
Well, I could see it in your eyes.
I don't think so.
No?
Well, you do kind of, when you feel like it's about to go too much one way.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. They're without Harper and Trey Lyles.
There it is. There it is.
By the way, no JT tonight and no Harper tonight.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Damn, no Harper again?
Because he's back in the four hole, baby.
Bomer.
Casty.
Oh, Casty. Oh,
Casty's in there. Okay.
Wow. Well, Casty's had two.
He earned it last night.
Had the good game on Friday and then a big hit last night. What?
Message to all the reporters and everything. Don't even bother.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, don't even bother.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Yes. Leave him alone. Don't even bother.
And I know this is rich coming from me and that I dissect every single thing that AJ Brown says.
No.
Leave Castillo.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. He's not happy. We're good. Just let him be.
Yeah, I know you're going to get a he's going to get a headline. I know it just for our sake, for the team's sake.
By the way, lock of the century is getting a hit in that moment last night.
Yes.
In like so of baseball terms.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I was actually expecting it for it to be a walk-off home run.
Yeah.
Just to hear what the post-game stuff would have been like.
So, Jack,
yes.
How do you feel? Because you watch every inning of every game.
Yeah.
So, last two
except
games.
Except when Walker's not sleeping.
Except when Walker's not sleeping. Last two games. How do you feel today about the Philadelphia Phillies?
So, there's that, it's like that feeling in your gut of, I don't like that. You know, what I mean?
Yep.
And I'm trying to, like, punch it away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm trying to fight off they peaked too early, even though it's hard to say they peaked too early because it was a week ago.
Yeah.
And
yep.
So, I just listened to him last week,
No
fear.
Safe space.
Good vibes.
This is a safe space.
Safe space here. This is a safe space.
It's still the year, I think.
It sounded so great last week. Now we got something different.
No, it's just, man, like all of a sudden the right-handed pitching out of the bullpen's an issue before Duran, and then how they've played is just annoying, and I hate that I felt like they took the foot off the gas. So, yeah,
a little nervous.
But they're fine.
I'm going to tell you what I am a little nervous about. And this is the best baseball sort of way I can put it. It's baseball, right? So it's streaky.
Yes.
You just don't want to go cold right now. This is the wrong time to do that.
Even the best teams.
Yes.
Even the best teams, sometimes that's why there's a difference between I've got my eye on it and I'm panicking.
Right.
I am not panicking.
No.
I do have my eye on it.
Still the year.
And still the year.
Still the year.
I wore my the year t-shirt.
Well, it'd be nice to get Bryce back in the lineup.
I know.
Yes.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, even him. Well, at least he's playing for something important. 30 home runs.
30 home runs. Get three.
Come on, man.
Over the weekend.
Come on, man.
He could do it.
Yeah.
He could do it. He could
Schwarber and Bryce chasing down big, home runs.
What Schwarber needs four? He needs four to tie Ryan Howard.
Yeah, he's in 54.
Five to pass him.
54. Yeah. 54. Right. All right. 215-592-9494. Okay. So coming up next, something happened today that will cost Ike Reese money.
Oh, boy.
That is coming up next.
Talking about a tease. Did I even notice?
Yeah, you do. But
oh, okay.
I didn't tell you I was teasing it this way.
Right.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. New Twitter question. This one is related to the Nolan Smith injury. The question is, should the Eagles re-sign Brandon Graham? It only took until week four for the question to be raised. Ike Reese, should the Eagles re-sign Brandon Graham?
No.
Oh.
But I love the idea of
it.
Yes. I love the fact that it's even... No.
What if he was in shape?
Now, if he was in shape now, that's part of it. I don't know what BG has been doing from a physical standpoint. So,
Is he a guy that needs to keep weight on or keep weight off?
You know what? That dude got accustomed to playing at his size. He's not the biggest, right? But at 255, 260, he does a good job
with
his weight because he's strong, he's stout. Yeah, so I wonder, has he been working out? I don't know.
There's no way he's not working.
He's definitely been working out.
Yeah. Right? Are you kidding me?
How many times do you think he checked his phone today?
Yeah.
All right, when he got that notification that Nolan Smith went on the IR.
First it was a frown, then it was a evil smile. You know what it was? It was the Alonzo Mourning gif where he's shaking his head no.
Maybe.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe.
So I mentioned something happened today that's going to cost Ike Reese money. What is that?
I figured it out.
Oh, you do?
I did.
The Philadelphia 76ers sent out a tweet of, we knew this was coming, but it's different when you see the guys in the jerseys. Sent out a tweet with all of the current Philadelphia 76ers and what it harkens back to in the Iverson era black and gold jerseys. Done the right way, by the way, without the big sleeves.
Yes, thank you.
Just regular.
I appreciate that, yes.
With that, the gem of it is the crypto.com logo in the corner. But everyone's very excited. I have to say this, when I say it's going to cost Ike money, is because Ike's going to buy the gear.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to buy the gear.
No doubt.
Yep.
I'm already locked in. I can't wait. Now, I'm not a jersey guy, obviously, so I won't be buying the jersey. But hoodies, I'm already thinking.
Yeah.
I got the black hoodie. I got to have the black one, right?
Yeah, of course.
Gotta have it. So, yeah. I'm thinking the hoodie and then the, what do they call the long sleeve? Like the long sleeve tee.
Oh, just the long sleeve tee?
Yeah, the long sleeve tee. Yeah, I'm thinking one of those.
What did you think of the version of these jerseys that were blue? You remember
did not
those.
Like the blue.
They were horrible.
Yeah, I did not like the blue.
Well, these were horrible, too.
No,
they
those are fine.
They were not horrible, Spike.
The blue one was horrible.
Yes.
It's not even a color of the team.
Yeah.
The logo looks like it was done by a 12-year-old with Photoshop, with MS Paint. It is a terrible logo. I get the nostalgia. I'm not hating on
it's
it.
It's probably more of that than anything.
Yeah, and
that's
it was a great era.
It
it's
yeah.
fine. And they look cool. This is my just advice to you, if you're listening, the jersey looks different on them than it's gonna look on you.
You're such a bad guy.
No, this is me too. Basketball. There is a picture of me that haunts me on the internet of me in the Knicks jersey.
Yeah.
It was on the beach down the shore, which I think is a fine time to wear a basketball jersey. But I look at myself. The basketball jersey of all jerseys is the toughest jersey for a regular person to pull off.
Right.
Because of what it exposes.
Yes.
You know, and my advice to you is just be honest with yourself. Before you buy the jersey, just, you know, try a different jersey on and look to see how you look in that jersey. Now, I get it with the hoodie underneath.
But I was going to say, that's how a lot of people are probably going to wear it, especially when you're going to Sixers games.
Yes.
Right? You don't want to wear a big jacket in, so you'll put the hoodie on and you put the jersey over the top of it. I get it.
It's just, you know, sometimes you go to a Sixers game against the Celtics, and Celtics fans are good for this, are wearing the jersey with no shirt underneath. That is a Celtics fan, a Philly Celtics fan for sure thing. Just make sure you can pull that off before you pull it off. So
hit the gym before you go go that route.
When you're a 6'6", slender, athletic, you know, specimen, everything looks good on you. Literally everything. That's why they look so good in everything.
Yeah.
So just be honest with yourself. That is my only request. 215-592-9494. Jordan Princeton, you're on WIP. What's up, Jordan?
I'm a 5'11", 42-year-old Jew who doesn't lift weights, and I love rocking a basketball jersey at the shore over the summer. It is one of life's great pleasures to expose one's armpits in a warm day at the shore, on the beach. I even was wearing a Sixers jersey with no shirt underneath when I met James Seltzer at a Fish concert. So if you want to see what Jordan from Princeton looks like, you can go ask your buddy Seltzer there. And I really don't care. I don't care because we're all getting older. We're all aging ourselves. Spike, you know how many people got that MS Paint reference? If you were born in the 2000s, I don't even know if you get that reference anymore. That's how old we're getting at this point.
Well, whatever. It was for the Gen Xers out there. And I do think, Jordan, you bring up a good point. I do think there is a difference between wearing it on a hot summer day down the shore on the boardwalk or something and going to the mall or going to a game. Before you put the jersey on with no shirt underneath, all I ask is that you have an honest conversation with yourself.
I do nothing but stay honest with myself. Okay. I got tan arms, a little muscle, but it's all about the confidence. It's all about the chutzpah. And speaking of chutzpah, Spike, let me wish you a Shana Tova, all my Jewish brothers and sisters, a happy new year out there. and I actually, I had an Ike Reese moment. Well, hold on, Ike. I had an Ike Reese moment at synagogue yesterday. I know that doesn't necessarily compute,
no.
But I really felt like Ike because I'm talking to somebody I don't know well, and they throw a name out there, and they're like, oh, you must know this person. What, because they're another Jew? Just like Ike knows every black person in the Philadelphia area that ever played athletics? Come on. I mean, there's still 6 million of us out there. I know we're limited these days, but my God, I didn't hook up with every girl in high school. I didn't know everybody there.
This is pretty good, Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan's good.
Pretty good call.
I'm trying my best over here. I'm going to talk about the Phillies for a second, but yes. I have one concert-related thing. You know, I won Adam Sandler tickets on WIP. I was so excited to take my wife at a nice
Oh, what a coincidence. You win the Adam Sandler tickets while we're talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, about that.
You know, I mean, I got to practice my stand-up. He was horrible.
Really?
Flat out.
Ooh, boy.
It wasn't even funny for most of it. I love this guy. I've loved this guy since I was a kid. It was slow. It was low energy. It was not funny. So I'd be curious if any of the other callers actually saw that show. I think I was sitting next to some WIP listeners. They look like WIP listeners. Not the stereotype.
What does that mean?
But, well, yeah, I'm not going to, again, I don't want to take personal shots, but they look like good Philly sports fans.
Okay, there you go. That's the right way to say it.
Philly sports fans. So, the Phillies. I get home from dinner at my parents' house last night, and that's exhausting as it is, right? I mean, you come home from dinner at your parents' and you just want to take a nap or go to sleep or take a shot or a couple of shots. So I have this game on delay. I'm going through it. I'm like, okay, this is good. We look good. We're back at home. Sanchez has a great start. And then it all goes to pieces in a way that reminds me of everything that I absolutely hate about this baseball team. And L.A. called it out so specifically. Runners in scoring position. I mean, if we look back over the last couple of years, this offense goes cold with runners in scoring position. Too often, it's cost us championships, compounded with the fact that I don't think we have a single guy I can trust out of the bullpen right now. Well, who am I supposed to trust? Perkering? I had a friend tell me, oh, he's got a mid-3s ERA. It's not that bad. Idiot, they don't count the inherited runners against his ERA. He gives up an inherited runner every time he goes up there. Duran, I love that this guy can throw 102. If it's striped down the middle of the plate, it only takes one for a batter to figure out the timing. How am I supposed to go into this postseason with Matt Strom as my savior out of the bullpen right now? I was sort of in. I didn't want to get all the way there. I was trying to hold myself back. And then I see Sunday and I see Tuesday, and I just don't know what to feel. But it does feel like that pit of the bottom of your stomach where I'm going to make a bunch of trips in October to the ballpark and walk out like I did after the Diamondbacks lost, singing High Hopes, taking a beer to the back of the head from some wonderful Philly sports fan.
Well, let's hope there's
it wasn't
a,
me.
Let's hope there's a bunch of trips, actually, because that will be a good thing. To me, it's actually the thing that bothers me the most is not the bats going cold. It really is the other thing that LA said and that I mentioned is the bad fundamental stuff. Is that it from base running errors to even a bad at bats. One of the reasons I like Stott so much is that I feel like he could work a walk at an 0-2 count. I feel like when I'm watching Stott, whether he gets a hit or not, he's going to go up there and give me a fundamentally sound, good at bat. And when Max Kepler is running to third, when the ball, like, you can't run to third when you're on second and you're not being forced to third. You get thrown out of third. When
ball was literally hit right in front of him.
Yes. What are you thinking? And that is what worries me is that he's not thinking. What is Weston Wilson thinking? What are you thinking when you hit a ball? You are not Trey Turner. You're not fast enough to get to second base on that one. Yeah. Is that they are not thinking out there and they feel checked out to me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
So, all right,
these
Jordan.
Aren't new mistakes either. They've been making these mistakes over the last couple of months, and it's easy to ignore when they're winning ball games and the Mets are tanking. But you know what? Now the Mets are controlling their own destiny. I heard all that from the New York people today. I had to shut my phone off this morning. I couldn't even take it anymore hearing from these idiot Mets fans. But it's got a lot of cause for concern. I'm still hoping it's the year, though, Jack. It's still the year.
It's still the year. Jack, is it still the year?
Yeah, my thing is, like, I think it's fine. It's almost like you just got to see how it goes in the postseason. I know that's like a total cop-out. Because, of course, everything could be fine. And they shut it down. They prioritize health over whatever. But it's like we just went through this last year. And I have this fear of can they just flip the switch?
Yeah.
Do they have the ability to flip the switch?
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, you hope they flip the switch today and throughout the rest
just
of the weekend.
Go get a laugher tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
9-1. Give us one of those. 215-592-9494.
Not even trying to win.
No. Well, they're actually still mathematically alive, crazily.
Are they?
Yeah. Wait,
who,
the wild card.
Who is?
The Marlins.
The Marlins.
Oh, they're still alive?
That's
mathematically
I didn't
alive.
Either, yeah.
How many games are they? I guess they have
they
to be five
to win
games
all
out.
Of them, yeah.
Wow. Oh, and they look like they're playing for something, by the way.
Well, yeah. Come on. Kill mode was all fired up last night.
Well, how
him
about
and Bowman
that, by
a little
the way?
Moment.
Well,
he's good, by the way. Out of the bullpen, he's been rejuvenized.
You said he sucked.
As a starter.
You never said as a starter. You said he was a...
he's had a stuff uptick. What do you want from me?
All right. Wow. Look at this guy getting his back up.
I'm just saying.
The 215-592-9494. Have you heard about...
Fritzy's a little frisky.
Oh, yeah. Well, he said,
fighting.
Said kill mode sucked. I got made fun of for that. Guy's out there slapping himself in the face, throwing baseballs at Alec Boehm, cursing out the Phillies when he strike. Would you see this reaction when he struck out Bader?
Yeah, he's nuts.
It was
well,
awesome.
And then after the game, he said he's got to try to take food off my plate. And he's like, I got two kids. You know, I'm trying to.
Oh, he's locked in.
Yeah, no, he's a psychopath.
He's fighting for a contract.
He is.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
I like that guy. 215-592-9494. Have you heard about the blow the whistle sales event?
No.
You haven't? What is wrong with you? It's going on right now at Colonial Hyundai. The cars are John Ashdale, the blow the whistle sales event to help you score big and save a lot on a brand new Hyundai. Get over there. A brand new 2025 Hyundai Palisade for just $399 a month. A brand new 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe for just $299 a month. How about a brand new 2025 Hyundai Tucson for just $199 a month? Do it. And don't worry about your trade. You could have to push it up there. It doesn't run, doesn't matter. They're going to give you $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai that drives away from Colonial drives away with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Run to Colonial Hyundai right there on Lincoln Highway in Downingtown or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year. 10% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. Ike, we were talking about the defense right before we talked about L.A. So just to sort of reset it, Eagles are 3-0. That is good news. Eagles defense seems to have made big stops in big situations. The interception against the Chiefs, the fumble they caused against the Cowboys, and then the big Jordan Davis stops on Sunday. Yeah. However, if I were to take a 1,000-foot view, I would also say I saw them march up and down the field against the Cowboys pretty easily. I saw the Rams march up and down the field against the Eagles pretty easily, especially on that final drive. Run the ball in a way that I haven't seen a team run the ball against the Eagles, I think, over last year and this year. Mm-hmm. With not a great running attack, the Rams generally, that's not what they've right. known for. So far this year, for me, it's been hard to get a sense. The numbers don't look great. It's been hard for me to get a sense from an eye test perspective what I think of the Eagles. I've seen guys play well, but I don't feel as though I am watching a really good defense right now.
No, they certainly aren't playing at their optimum level, meaning that there's a lot of room for growth with this team. It's one thing if I looked at the talent and I said to myself, this is about the best we're going to get was what we have right now. I'd be a little concerned. I think there's area for improvement. They got to get something out of the pass rush. For me, it's the pass rush, and then obviously the cornerback situation is not great. And I'll tell you this, because of some of this, Reed has been found out of position the last two games. And this is a copycat league, so you're going to get some form of those same routes that we got beat on by with Tyquan Thornton in Kansas City that the Rams came back and got us with Devontae Adams early in the first half. So Reed has to get better with what an offense is trying to do to him. What they're trying to do is find a way to get Reed matched up on that number two guy when you're in a certain zone coverage. So that being said, the problem that we're having is – we have to play as a unit versus having that one or two special guy that can just go out there and make plays on his own and change a game. We don't really have that dynamic player in our front seven, right? Like Jihad is going to take a little while to get there, for him to get there. But now he's starting to see this ain't preseason. It's the regular season, you know, so some of those big plays you make, they don't come as easily during the regular season.
By the way, a lot of that running was running at Jihad Campbell too on Sunday too.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't know how the cornerback two situation gets fixed. That has to be a Fangio sort of scheming around the weakness there.
If we're going with the personnel we have right now, that's exactly what it's going to be. You're basically scheming around what you have over there at that position. If this is the personnel, it's going to be.
I think that. It's always – we've been talking about cornerback two and pass rush and edge all offseason until now. I still worry more about the edge guys in that I don't know where it's going to come from. It seems
– that's with Nolan Smith with just Nolan went to Smith the IR. Yeah.
And even with Nolan Smith in there, they've had a blitz a lot to get pressure on the quarterback, which is why If there's a Trey Hendrickson trade to be made, I think they should consider it. I just don't know. I don't know what we can expect to get out of Jalix Hunt this season. I don't know what we can expect. Za'Darius Smith was really good in that first game. He was also unsigned after the first week of the season, for what it's worth.
Yep.
So I don't know where. I have trust in Fangio, but I also look at this defense versus last year's defense, and just a fact. Last year's defense was more talented than this year's defense is.
Without question.
We had a very, very steady, and that is putting it conservatively, guy at cornerback two. Very, very in Darius Slay.
Potential Hall of Fame corner. Yeah.
Yes, and played a much better season than we thought he was going to play, I think. In Josh Sweat, I know he's not an all-pro guy, but he was certainly a consistent edge guy that we had all year long. And Milton Williams, everybody was telling me about Moro Ojomo. I haven't seen much out of him this year. So I just wonder if the talent is there to get as good as we hope they will get. I don't know where they end up settling.
Yeah.
They feel like a mid-pack defense to me right now, which if the offense can show more of what we saw in the second half, maybe is good
enough.
They're
going to have to. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because that brings me to that point. We talk about playing complementary football.
Yeah.
Well, the defense played great complementary football to our offensive philosophy a year ago. Right? You can be a little more conservative, even with a great year from a back like Saquon. But we all know, watching a lot of those games from week 5 to like maybe week 12, week 13, some of those games we got off to slow starts in.
Feels like almost everyone.
Yeah, right? We got off to slow starts. And because you had a great defense that wasn't giving up scores, you could stay with that game plan until Saquon broke one. Well, if Saquon is not having that type of year this year so far, and I'm going to add the offensive line in there with Saquon, because physically Saquon looks the same to me. He looks the same. Doesn't like he lost a step or any of that stuff. I just don't know if the running lanes are there like they were a year ago. So I say all this to say, if our defense doesn't play to that level and you're giving up more points, well, you have to be more aggressive offensively in scoring. You can't play keep away football, because your defense, if the defense doesn't hold the Rams to field goals last week, we lose that game easily.
Very easily.
Lose that game easily.
Yeah.
Based on our conservative game plan.
Almost lost the game as it was.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and that's why when you hear folks like myself, like you, even national people saying, they like what they saw in that second half last week, and they want to see a little more of that. Well, maybe it doesn't have to be hurry up, but the idea of pushing the ball down the field versus let's just play conservative football, don't turn the ball over, and we'll hope we'll win if we win the turnover battle. You can do that when you're stopping the other team from scoring. The Eagles are playing a great schedule with great offenses, quarterbacks, receivers. It's going to be hard every week to play that way. It's hard to play that way every week.
The other thing that I would think it would do from a complementary football perspective is this defense is going to be better if you are playing from ahead rather than behind.
Yes.
Right? So,
yes.
So you are limiting what the other offense is going to do. You're going to put you want to talk about getting after the quarterback. If you're worried less about them running the ball and all you're doing is getting after the quarterback, then you're going to do it better than you were. So if they can get, that was something they never did last year, is get out to a lead, or not never, but rarely
it
did.
It was rare.
Get out to a lead. I think you are making the defense better, not just by putting less pressure on them, but giving them an opportunity to put pressure on the offense because of their offense trying to have to react to being down.
Yeah.
When I say the opposing team.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the other way it could help, is by scoring early and getting a lead.
Yeah. If sometimes you feel where the season is going, and what I mean by that is we're already dealing with injuries on the defensive side. You fear that. Is this what this year is going to be? We're about to start losing players, right? Yeah. One guy each week, something. This a tweak, that a tweak. I mean, I'm seeing Zach Bond with a knee brace on his knee. Jihad has a knee brace on. If the defense can't be what they were last year, I don't know if you can keep the same offensive philosophy. Matter of fact, I know you can't keep the same offensive philosophy.
And from an injury perspective, you look around the league, if you just look at the – this is happening everywhere. The 49ers just lost Bosa. The running backs are getting lost all over the place.
They lose somebody every week. Yeah,
they're injured. This is not a cursed season for the Eagles. If there's all these injuries, it's probably just a little bit more of a. We all talk about the Lions choking in that playoff game against the Commanders. If we lost 10 defensive starters, whatever they lost, you know, but might have been hard for us.
You probably don't win that playoff game either.
Yeah, but probably harder for us to go on a Super Bowl run, you know?
Yep.
So it's just something that the Eagles have to deal with just like every other team has to deal with. So.
Yep.
All right, coming up, oh boy, Baldy's next.
Yeah, showtime.
Stop, man.
So here's what you listen to for Baldy. when I ask a question, see if he refocuses the question to Ike. That is what you're listening to.
Can't wait for you to tell him the defense has not been that good this year.
I'm just going to ask him about it. I'm not going to make any statements. I'm just going to ask him questions.
You know what?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he expects.
What? That I'm just going to ask him questions?
Yeah, we just ask him questions, and he's known for his expertise. Don't provide extra commentary,
that's
Spike.
That's not what I'm going to do. I'm just going to ask very dumb, regular guy questions and let him.
Please do provide more commentary.
First question's going to be, where is Ty Robinson? He's better than Milton Williams. That's what I heard. All right, 215-592-9494. Right, Baldy joins us next.
Let me
next.
Push back a little bit, Baldy. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. No. I don't do that with Baldy. Mayock lets me do it. At least Donovan will let me say it. I don't do that with Baldy. Brian Baldinger joins us next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.